give people some time to digest what they've heard tonight. I mean, I'm sure a lot of, it shocked a lot of people, because it shocked me that day.
Definitely. Yeah, when you first hear a lot of this info, you know, a lot, it's, you know, and here's the thing, I mean, you know, you have to really go back to square one and think, how much stuff over the past few years have I learned that was really just bait to go down another road or whatever, you know, and that's kind of how I look at a lot of it. I think there's some info that's been useful, but a lot of stuff that we've been, you know, told has been, you know, planted for us to travel down different roads of, you know, towards away from the, you know, the actual thesis, and you know, and even has formed some people's ideas on, you know, who the bad guys are or whatnot, you know.
We have a caller right now, Nick, James Sloan. I'm going to put him right on. He's a fellow researcher, and he's actually a moderator at my new forum, and he helps us out on the radio shows. He's the, you might have heard him on here, so we're going to add him to the call. Guys, looks like we dropped the call for a second. Hold on, I'll get these guys back in here. Hold on.
You know, Brian, are you with us?
I dropped for a second. Yeah,
Nick,
what did I do? I think you guys stayed on the air, and I jumped off by accident.
You did. You did.
Yeah, James tried to call.
You gotta add James
to
the call, yeah.
Hold on. I gotta add James. This guy will have some good questions for you. He's a smart guy. You like this guy. Sometimes he has problems getting added, though. Well, we have another caller calling in right now, too, actually. I actually know this person. Welcome to Dose of Reality Radio.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Derek? Yeah, it looks like we're having a little phone issue. A little phone issue with that. I don't know. Let me just try and hit James up on the contact list to see if he's still trying to get in.
Just add him to the call. Oh, he's calling from a phone. Okay. Nick, talking on, you know, if we can hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me? I'm still
yeah,
with you.
Still here, yeah.
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
I got
James Sloan's name up there. It's like almost like he's up there on a timer. Maybe I added him to a different call. I don't know why he's not in here. Let me hang up on him on this other thing.
If they want to put the questions in the chat.
Oh, we have two different calls going on, guys. Hold on. Let's hop over to here. Can you guys all hear each other now?
Yes.
James, are you there?
James is here.
Nick, are you here? Please. All right, James, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm all right.
And now someone's calling on the other line. Is it you?
I gotta decline that other one and somehow just tell Nick to call.
All right, so we'll all decline this call and then call.
Hey guys, I'm back from.
Yeah, I know both you guys are here. I'm trying to get that last bird. All right, James Sloan, are you here?
So if anybody wants to friend me on Facebook, no, they can.
James Sloan, are you here in the call?
Up here.
He's here, okay.
All right,
we're all here. Okay, guys, I apologize. We had a lot of trouble connecting that, but we're all here now, and James is one of our researchers that works with us. And did you have some things you wanted to ask Nick, James, now that we finally got it through?
I was just wondering if you talked to anybody, you know, either on 9/11 or after, that said they saw the plane crash.
No, not at all. I've never met anybody that said they saw a plane crash or, you know, have that said to me. I did have a couple of people say they were in the city and they heard something. They heard a rumbling, but really to pin them down, to get they to hear, you know, have them say they actually saw it, no. And, you know, and that's another strange thing. Like I said, most of the things you hear is about somebody's cousin's sister was injured and things like that. I haven't met anybody that said they were in the buildings. My stepsister worked in the building, but she didn't go in that day. So those are the kind of things I heard. So it's no to your answer, to your question, sorry.
Yeah, it's unusual because as well, one thing we touched on a previous show we did was the there were many examples of like airplane parts on the streets and things, and it wouldn't just have been the sound of an impact, but also the sound of heavy jet plane parts, you know, hitting the pavement. You know, that's one thing you don't hear in any videos, or I've never heard an eyewitness to this day that said they nearly got taken out by a jet engine or something like that.
Right.
That goes right along with Building 7 falling down. I should have heard that, and it should have been loud, and I didn't. And I know I was standing there at that time because I heard the radio broadcast. A lot of things don't fit in.
Yeah, because there are, like, there is some video and pictures of these heavy airplane parts on the streets, and, you know, obviously there's no, nothing seems to have been taken out. The pavement isn't damaged or anything like that, which you would expect to see. And as well, just if you drop the jet engine from 1,000 feet, the sound would be deafening. No cameras seem to pick it up.
Yeah, you don't hear any sounds like that. And I would imagine I'd be seeing these pieces and parts on these flatbeds going through instead of perfectly fine fire engines with dust on them. That made no sense. I really expected to see stuff being pulled out of there.
That makes no sense at all, and it just fits in perfectly with, you know, a whole stage scene. They just brought those things in there, dirtied them up, and took them to a car wash later.
You know, I don't want to get anybody mad with this comment, but what I saw looked like a parade, in a sense. It looked very staged.
Yeah, I don't think you're making anybody mad with the comment. I mean, we all knew that, you know, we're all pretty far down this road. Definitely the three of us that you're talking with right now, we all know that this thing's totally staged. We didn't really have a good idea of the techniques, and we still don't know all the techniques they've used, but the things that you've told us have really, they've really helped us out a lot, you know? It makes a lot of it make a lot of sense, and like I said, I hope some of the people that you brought over here continue to listen and dig further, you know? And this is kind of like a different way that we came at it. We usually come at it with some hotter evidence, more pictures, more proof of the planes being fake, stuff like that, but you have this whole great story about Manhattan and, you know, how you got down there and everything you did when you went down there, so hopefully they'll check out some of the other shows and, you know, maybe you can come back on if you want sometime. I'd love to have you back on, you know?
Sure. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this. I've been asked before to go on shows, and I just didn't feel the need to, but, you know, with the information you're getting out, and I saw your passion for it. It sort of ignited something in me, you know. I want to share this with people. I want to put questions in people's minds about that day.
Guys, we're sorry. That's Nick's phone. James is here still. Justin's here. James, I'm sorry I had trouble connecting you for so long. We had like 6 Skype calls going on at once.
Yeah, I want to answer this question here. I'm trying to look. You know what? I don't see it. I'll keep on looking here.
I know Lori was asking something about the black trucks. Remember all the black trucks that rolled in? Did you see those?
No black trucks. What I see is here, Frightening Lightning says, parade of who? Civilians? Forget about the word parade for a minute, but it was a procession of fire trucks with firemen, ambulances, the flatbeds with fire trucks and ambulances and things on them, that I didn't see any damage, just a layer of dust. Again, I didn't mean to make a joke about that. Civilians, I mean, there were locals all around. You know, I would, there's no way you could keep them out, you know, if they live in the area or they were stuck in the subway. But a lot, like I said, everybody was just gazing, wondering. There was nobody helping nobody. I didn't see that happening.
Amazing. It's Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah, your Skype's killing us.
I know. Yeah, I know.
It's amazing that you know, you live in New York and, you know, you don't know anybody that knows anybody directly that died, you know. I even think it's amazing over here, living 260 miles away, that I wouldn't know anybody, you know, or be related to somebody. It's just total bunk. And if the people that are listening that haven't heard of this research before, you can go through the victim memorials and you can just see all types of Photoshop pictures. And I know that sounds like an absurd theory and very simplified, but they really took a lot of simulated victims and just made identities on computers and just morphed two pictures out of them. Do you know that half of the people don't even have a picture in the memorial? Like, how disrespectful is that? In this day and age, in the internet, too, when you can just send a JPEG to not even have a picture of them.
You were mentioning that to me, and the way two of the memorials are a couple of hundred people different in number. Someone asked in the chat room, let me see here, see any street interviews? None at all. None at all. The woman from the... from the radio didn't interview
anybody.
That's
a good question.
Yeah, that really is.
As I wondered if those are some of maybe the only real videos that we saw of the day are the street interviews. You didn't see any street interviews.
I didn't see them.
On 34th Street or so, I believe, correct? That's where we saw some of those. Up farther, you know, past where you had crossed the first barricade. There was, or Times Square, actually. I'll say that.
Okay.
Would you agree with that?
I didn't hear the question, actually. I'm looking at the map right now. The first barricade I see...
ask him again the question, Justin.
Yeah, ask the question again.
Well, it wasn't exactly a question. I was just saying is for the most part, the only place like that we saw them in Times Square talking to... people, those ones seemed legit, but those would have been outside of the first barricade that you had, you know, just gone through pretty much.
Oh, sure. Right. And I'm positive there were others.
Okay. All right. I guess while we get Nick back, hopefully we'll get his phone squared away. It's definitely a good question of, you know, any street interviews or, you know, I still find it. Pretty odd, you know, especially going back and seeing what we know now with a lot of these. Also, you know, too, we didn't really talk about it earlier, but a lot of these people that did give the, you know, these interviews and, you know, seemed like they were at the moment, you know, comes up a few of them turned out to be actors, and, you know, and there's one, in fact, that now has a off-Broadway play or whatever, and that's just part of the thing. And, you know, that's what they would do. They would get a lot of people that would, and actually on our resume has FEMA, worked for FEMA 9/11, you know, and that would make sense, you know, that they would just get kind of people from, you know, struggling actors or whatever and have them play a small part. And that would be their way to make, you know, make some good money off it. And also, they don't know what they're doing. They might just think it's, you know, to enforce the story that, you know, it's compartmentalized like everything else, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure by their point of view, they don't really care why they're doing it. They want to make some money.
Right.
There's a lot of people in the city that are willing to do a lot of things.
Exactly.
You know, to make a dollar.
Exactly.
You have so many millions of people in there in such, you know, small square miles, right? Like we were saying before, it's 2.3 miles wide, and I think it was 6 miles long. You know, such a small area. They didn't have that hard of a job to do what they did.
Right.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. Alright, Nick's having a lot of issues with his phone.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody, Brian. I think we really covered everything, and I'll hang out in the chat for a little while.
Yeah, hang out in the chat for a few. I'm sure people usually stick around for about 15 minutes of show.
Okay.
What did you feel comfortable tonight, though? I told you wouldn't feel too uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, no, it was great. If you know, anybody out there, Brian asked you to be a guest, it's sort of fun, you know?
Would you ever think of coming back on maybe sometime if we wanted you to?
Sure I would. Sure I would. You definitely know how to make people feel comfortable.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah,
I want to thank you for everything, man.
Yeah, it's been my pleasure. Justin, it's great to meet you. And we'll meet up on Facebook, bro.
Yeah, definitely. Appreciate everything you came forward with. And, you know, it's really good to hear from you. You know, you sound like a totally straight shooter guy. And, you know, I'm, you know, good to meet you. And, we'll definitely be talking again.
All right, great. You guys have a great night, okay?
Keep all right, doing Nick. I'll give you a call tomorrow, Nick. All right, I had to cut him out there, guys. You know, guys, obviously you guys know this isn't big time radio. We don't get paid for it, and you know, unfortunately, sometimes the technical issues get in the way. Nick's got a little mic problem, but
hold on, wait, I'm not getting a check.
What?
I'm just
they held yours back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get like $3,000 a week for this. Yeah. James, you still on the call?
Yeah.
All right, you got anything you want to add? I mean, I wanted you to call in tonight, and shit. I mean, we had a little technical issue with Nick, and he's out of here. There's still listeners.
Okay.
We had 33 listeners tonight, so it was pretty big. I don't know if you had anything you want to add or anything you thought that got left out, or you got anything else you want to say? I don't know if Nick's still here to answer it, but if you have anything you want
to chat.
Input. Okay. You have anything else you want to say?
Well, just some people might find it hard to imagine like the whole idea of smoking out certain areas. And, you know, we don't know exactly how they did it, particularly for the long-range witnesses and perhaps the ones in high-rises. But if you think about it, you wouldn't need, you know, a 110-story wall of smoke because you can only look above your head. You might only need a 10-foot one for people on the street. You know, if you look up and above you is smoky, you can't see through there. So it doesn't need to be 110 stories for the people on the ground.
No, not at all. It only needs to be like 20, 30 stories up at the most. I mean, it doesn't need to be that high at all.
Except
the other
obviously
thing,
the long-range witnesses. I mean, that's what we don't know, you know, how they fooled them or what if anything they did. But, you know, most places you couldn't see the buildings from anywhere. But there were some long-range places you could see, and obviously I think part of one of the things that they're hiding from us is how they fooled those people.
Yeah, that's what they've been really trying to hide the most, and that's what we kind of brought out tonight. And Gabriel wrote, lots of technical issues with an exclamation, get her straightened out. There was nothing we could do, Gabriel. That was our guest. That was his only option, and that was his static. That was his thing every time, and you know what I mean? There was nothing we could do but hang up and reconnect with him. He just didn't have enough talk time on his phone. His house phone only lasts for an hour. So that was the best that we could do. We apologize about that. And, you know, it'll be, you know, in the archive we'll get a lot of that static out. But somebody else just said something about they would need a lot of strong lights to be able to clean out all that work pile at night. Well, who says they were even cleaning it out at night? I mean, they could have just been mulling around, you know? I mean, who knows? Anything else, guys? You gonna think we should wrap it up?
Yeah, we, you know, we, in 5 minutes, it's going to be 1 a.m. anyway.
All right, let's go to one. Let's go to one and see if anybody else has anything else. But I thought it was a fascinating story, you know? I mean, I've been hearing it for a week or two, and what did you guys think in the chat about Nicholas's story? It seems to fit in with pretty much everything that that we've been going down the road, you know?
A non-caller wants to know, so I'm missing something. What's the significance of the lights? I guess it would be the lights would be for... you know, if it was a Hollywood type event, and you know, the fact that a lot of the things that we saw were staged and whatnot, you know, that's why there would be Hollywood lights. Can you guys say it any better? Huh?
No, not really. And if they wanted to highlight certain things and be like, oh, look at this, you know, they got a little corner of a debris pile that looks really bad, or look at this, you know, they might need to highlight some things with the same reason they would need a smoke machine, their stage props, you know what I mean?
Right.
One thing, Nick, I know you're still in the chat. You even said that it was really strange how fast they had all that set up, too. All the lights and everything. I remember you saying that. So that's something that people should know.
Yeah, even if there's technical issues and things, I mean, at least hopefully, if anyone's out there who, on hearing Nick's story, you know, it might encourage them to come forward who was there that day, you know, now that they won't feel they won't be the only one.
That's a good point, you know, now that Nick's done that, that maybe more people will come forward. Hopefully so, maybe not, hopefully so, you know.
I think as well, a big part of that story, you know, hearing about things like, you know, that there were people cooking hamburgers and things like that. I mean, that really does go a long way to dispelling the idea that there were any dead bodies or anything around there. Because I tell you, no one's going to be eating a hamburger if there is, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Smell and everything, and you know, like this.
Exactly, exactly. The guy goes down there to help out a disaster, and he ends up flipping hamburgers. You know what I mean? And we're not done with this guy. There's still a lot more to look into the 9/11. And now that we got the new forum set up and everything, we'll be able to, you know, debate a lot of different things and hopefully meet some new people and whatever. And I don't know. It was really good. It was really good to get this other perspective because this. I don't know about you guys, but I've never heard this perspective from anybody yet in the whole movement. We haven't had one, you know, legit Manhattan sound and witness at all. I mean, you've had the Mark Humphrey types or Mark Walsh, whatever his name is, and people like that. But, you know, to have just a regular guy come in and just tell us his story about how he went to New York and show us where he walked and what he saw. And I thought his information about the woman taking the cues about Building 7 in the headset and then, you know, saying Building 7 had fallen, but she wasn't really looking around at it. And they heard nothing. They heard nothing. And when you watch the you know, like that World Trade Center 7 collapse videos, I mean, the ones that don't even match up and the audios are all different. And some of them are like 8-9 blocks down the street and it sounds like the biggest rumbling earthquake you've ever heard. And these people heard nothing. They heard nothing. It tends to make me think that Building 7 was taken down during the daytime with the other buildings, you know? And I can't prove that, but that's just speculation, you know? What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, there were a lot of people that, when asked the question, you know, why did they wait so long to take down Building 7, you know, people say, oh, maybe they were supposed to take it down with the other two and it didn't work or something. Maybe the real answer is they actually did do it then. Because we know the videos were fake, so they could have done it whenever they wanted.
Yeah, they could have done it at any time. We know the Building 7 collapse footage and videos are fake. And of course, yeah, they could have done it at any time. And I think that they just waited to air it until 5:20. because some people were at work and now they wanted another event for people to see on TV as soon as they got home. You know what I mean? Like, you have the plane crashes. Obviously, people at work are seeing the plane crashes and all this on TVs and stuff. Most people in America work till 3, 4, 5 o'clock. So now when they get home at 4 or 5 o'clock and turn on the TV, oh, look, there goes another building. It's like this big shock and awe thing. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. It's just morbid or whatever.
Yeah, and it's weird because the truth movement will tell you they don't want you to see Building 7, you know, but they actually do.
Right. Well, yeah, it's like everything else. Yeah, you're right about that, James. I think, you know, as far as, you know, that was, because, you know, here's the thing. They know that 80, you know, or 70% of the public is not going to care anyway. They're going to just listen to the official story. They know that. And then out of the last, you know, 15 to 30% of us, if they give you this big thing to latch on to after all these years, and then, you know, to explain to someone that it's really not relevant, you know, I mean, anyway, I mean, of course it would be relevant if that, you know, is what really happened. But the whole thing that matters is, you know, that it came down anyway. I mean, you know, so I don't know if I'm explaining it right, but it just seems like another dead end of the truth movement, you know?
Well, it was the ultimate rabbit trail, because they have you have all these supposed architects and engineers talking about the time of the building collapse and how it had to be explosives because of how fast it came down and yada, 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 yada. And they've been looking at a fake video the whole time. So it's like their whole research on it, it's mute. It's pointless. You wasted everybody's time. We should have been looking for the fake stuff the whole time. You know what I mean? And they knew that. They knew that the whole time, you know? At least that's how I feel.
Well, I think you know, it's definitely somewhat relevant. Don't get me wrong, but like I said, it's only relevant among the, you know, the 20 or however many percent of us that, you know, that actually look into these things. But again, you know, that just backs up their claim that all the footage was real. If you're actually showing part of the crime, you know, and you know what I mean. In other words, that's a smoking gun to chase right after. And like you said, if it's all bullshit anyway, if it's all fake, then, you know, well, it's really only affecting the 20% of the people that are going to go chasing after this.
Well,
you know,
look what it did. It kept you looking at it kept you staring at Tower 7. And I think it kind of kept some of the attention away from maybe finding out about some of the real stuff going on in the towers, like with the victims not being in there and whatnot. You know what I mean? Like, it really distracted people. Because they thought it was this dead proof that the government did it because no plane hit this building. You know, so they made everybody jump on it. You know what I mean? Everybody used that as their main evidence, and they kind of got lazy about looking at other things. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess in to a sense it also, you know, people they'll say, well, it doesn't matter about the planes. You know, and here's the thing, but the, you know, and it may not matter to everybody, but if you're going to say that someone is not a good, you know, that someone is bringing it too far by saying the planes are fake, well, hey, some people may look at it that way, and that might wake someone right up just as fast as the Building 7 thing. So I think, you know, anyone that wants to call someone a name for going down a road when in reality, I don't know, I just can't think that anyone can think those crashes look real anymore. And there's really no reason to fake the footage other than the fact that no planes hit the building. So,
Justin, I know I had an advantage because I came in way later and the work was already done. It was already out there for me to see. But, I mean, a month after waking up, I knew the planes were fake. I mean, it doesn't take that much, really. It only takes a few weeks of studying the planes and the trajectories. And just look at the images that we put up on the blog.
I mean, to be honest, I mean, yeah, it could take 5 minutes of doing it, but the whole thing was all the work that was put into it, to the contrary, of, you know, by
the... We have another caller. I don't want to interrupt you, but we have another caller. Hold on. Hey, you're live on the air with Justin Cook, Brian Stavely, and James Sloan, Dose of Reality Radio. How can we help you?
Fast food.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? Yeah, good, we're here. How are you? Good, how are you?
Good. Is Nick still on or no?
No, Nick's not still on, but I do think he's still in the chat, so I probably could relay something to him if you...
Yeah, I had a quick question. I was wondering, you guys didn't really touch on this, but I haven't really been listening throughout the whole night. I've just been going back and forth between a couple things. When he was talking about the politicians handing out water down when he was working, what did he say? He was working at a triage center?
Yeah, he was working in what was supposed to be a triage center, and in the back they had...
I was wondering, you know, what the demeanor was on the politicians as opposed to the mannerisms, if they seemed like they were sad, you know. I don't think they would, but, you know, I'm just wondering if this confirms what I already believe.
I'll ask him right now, because he's in the chat right now.
What's up, Jeff? How you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm all right, bro. How you doing?
Not too bad.
Show is pretty good from what I heard.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Not bad. Doing what we can with what we have.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, people need to understand too, man, that you guys are paying for this program out of your pocket. So, you know, little things like that, you know, little hiccups are going to come along the way. I mean, for the most part, for not having any budget, and for the budget that you do have, you're putting in your own money. I would say, you know, you guys do put out a more than decent radio show. So, I caught the tail end of him saying somebody was bitching in the thing about the audio, but. I mean, and at the same time, that really wasn't on your end, too, right?
It wasn't on my end at all. That was Nick's mic. There was nothing I could do about that but hang up on Nick and let him call back every time. I mean, that has nothing to do with our show. There was nothing I could do. If you notice, Justin was fine. You're fine. I mean, we're all coming in clear. We could talk for 30 minutes right now. We'll be fine. He said he replied back to you already. He said, no smiles, but they look like they were trying to put their names out there, introducing themselves to people.
And they didn't look upset. They didn't look upset. They didn't seem heartbroken that 3,000 people just lost their lives. It just seemed like another day in the park, correct?
Exactly, and I already know that because he said that to me in a conversation that they would just
what we know now too is just it's hard because, you know, we really haven't had any train that we could pick. There's a train going by me, so it might be a little choppy for a second. But, you know, it just confirms what we already knew, but we don't really have anybody's brain to pick that was actually there, and now you did, so I commend you for that, too, and I commend him, too, for even actually going on the air, because, you know, any lesser man or woman wouldn't do those things, you know?
Definitely.
That's why people haven't come forward. That's why you don't see more witnesses, you know, that were actually there, as opposed to the propaganda and everything else. It's just being smart.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm really glad he came on. I mean, I wasn't expecting it. I'll tell you that much. Wasn't expecting to get a real Manhattan witness anytime soon. That worked out good, and we don't know. Anybody could be anybody, and just like anybody else before, Nicholas could be somebody. He says he's not, but he comes across as a total straight shooter to me, and he doesn't seem like he has anything to hide, and everything he said seemed to make perfect sense. I mean, I'm not saying I 100% believe anything, you know, the first time from anybody, but, I mean, did you guys find anything wrong with anything he said? Did you have any issues with anything, any of you guys? I mean, let's be honest. He's still here in the chat, too. He can reply.
I didn't. I mean, that's coming from one of your listeners that listens almost every week. I didn't at all. I mean, only time will tell, and that's just no disrespect to Nick. That's just with anybody in this field. You know, you really don't know until you keep seeing their work and keep hearing them talk and keep seeing their research or just keep seeing their debates or where they're at in their day and time to where what they believe and what they're woken to. You know, most people, after a while, you'll see an agenda. If you guys had an agenda besides just getting the truth out to the masses, then it would be known by now. You see what I'm saying?
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, no. I think that's pretty clear to anybody that's listened to more than a show or two of ours that's definitely not the case.
Or anybody that has any common sense, too, you know?
Yeah.
Which is lacking in this country, you know? You got these fucking... You got these know-it-alls that think they know everything. And truth be told, they don't really know nothing. They know what is being told to them, and they decipher that as truth, which we know now is completely the total opposite. It's the illusion of the truth.
Almost everything is the illusion of the truth. Almost everything is backwards.
I'm gonna get off just because my phone only has about 10% battery, and I don't want to be in mid sentence and then get cut off again. So. But
yeah, that's fine.
I'm gonna go back to listen. Are you guys gonna be on much longer? Or are you guys getting off soon?
No, we're gonna be getting off in a couple minutes. Nick's all done. Doesn't look like people have too many more questions for him. I just hope everybody enjoyed the show, and I hope that the technical things didn't piss people off too much. And I hope. And what I'll do is I'll try and take a lot of those out of the archive, the little static things that came in on his phone, just to make it a little smoother for people.
One thing I wanted to touch on before I got off, you're probably already thinking this already, just because that's the way your brain works. I'm pretty sure it is, but you know, I know I would enjoy it. I'm sure your other listeners would too as well if you had him on in a week, maybe a month, with a follow up special. To where the people in the archives that listen, that don't listen every week, and everybody else that goes back and listens,
that's
can come up
idea.
With more questions, because I'm sure people will have some more questions after they were able to digest the information that just came through this week.
Yeah, oh no, absolutely, that's a great point. He said he would come back on at some point, and we'll do, we'll mix it up, we'll do a few other things next few weeks, and then we'll see if we can get him back on, and, you know, maybe answer some more questions if people have them. And the other thing, that's about it. And we make sure everybody checks out our new forum for sure, because it's gonna get.
And what is the new forum called?
If you just look at if you just go to the Real News Online to my website, and you just go right to the top. It's in the top row now. It says our forums. But I changed it. It's I had somebody build it for me. One of our members, Simone, built it for me, and it's.
I'm friends with her on Facebook.
Yeah, we have a nice forum now. Check it out. It's gonna have all different categories on the right, all different threads. If you want to embed YouTube videos, you just drop the link. I dropped one in there yesterday. There's not much in there now. There's only two posts if you go and look at it. But if you open one, like if you open up the second one, you'll see that Nelly Furtado video. Nelly Furtado.
I saw that trash the other day.
It opens up in a nice big screen on our forum and stuff. It's really nice, and I think we need this to start cataloging a lot of this information, because the people that have most of the images and everything else, I don't trust any of them. You know,
I want some of this information myself.
Yeah. information myself here. You know, with us.
Yeah,
and I want a forum. I want a forum that people can be comfortable going to, and you don't have to buy 100% of their theories to join, or you don't have to sit there and argue with people all day.
You leave it open to respectable debate.
Exactly. As long as it's not name-calling and just right out calling people shills right off the bat, then we don't have a problem with it.
Anybody that pretends to know everything is one of the biggest BS's to ever walk this planet. Nobody knows anything, you know. It's like one of my favorite quotes of all time is the greatest teaching any one of us can have in this life is experience.
Yeah,
you know, you gotta experience things to be able to be awoken to anything, regardless of disinformation or just anything in your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the good thing is enough people are starting to wake up, man. So. You guys are going in the right direction, so I'm going to get off now. But
With experience comes discernment too, and that's some of the biggest things that you know that a lot of us have come across, and more people are hopefully getting a little bit better discernment as far as that goes. You know.
Yeah, and that's one thing. And the closer you get to the truth, the more people are going to call you crazy, and more people are going to say, you're disillusioned. You know,
I'm a complete nutbag, dude. I'm ready for a straight jacket.
To me, I would look at that as you guys are going in the right direction.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling me, man. Thanks for the positive words.
I'm going to sign off, buddy. I'll call up in a couple weeks or something, or maybe next week or whatever. But keep it up, guys, and just keep pushing.
Thanks,
all right, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Jim.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
All right. Good night, guys.
Good night. All right. Yeah, I'm really happy about the form. I just want to mention it again, guys. Anybody that's listening to this, like, in a recording later, or if it's shared later on Facebook or whatever, when you do get to our site, therealnewsonline.com, make sure you check out our new forum section. Tomorrow, I'll probably be putting a lot of time in it, putting a lot of different categories in there, and we'll start adding a lot of threads to it.
Yeah,
and really get
it'll definitely be up and popping in a couple days.
Oh, yeah, I just had no time. It wasn't done until, like, this morning, and then I had to finish doing this blog, and that's why, like, everything was kind of behind a little bit. And I know I got a couple people that will help me out, and I know you will help me. I know James will help me out a little bit, and we'll get that thing going. And I just want a place where people can come and not have to talk to entities all day and fake people and be attacked and, you know, and just – I don't know. Just come in and debate. Like, when who's to say, you know, what if I'm wrong or what if you're wrong? And how do you know until you hash it out, you know? You can have a friendly debate without it being an all-out war. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
That's what I hope the forum can become, you know? I've been waiting to get this forum up for, like, 6 months. I'm really glad about that, you know? So, again, I want to thank Simone for building the forum for us. She did it all by herself. I mean, I had no idea how to do it. It was way over my head, way, way over my head, more than I thought I could do. I'm not looking at the chat right now. I'm about to get out of here in about 5 minutes, guys. I got to get some food. I know we usually go a little bit longer, but we're not going to go down the whole media fakery thing and the whole fake plays and all that again tonight. You guys I've heard us all do it plenty of times. For those of you that are new listeners that haven't, that just came on tonight and heard Nick, well, listen to some of our other shows. And they're not hot. They're all down in the archives. They're all right on this page. Just scroll down. They're all labeled. They're all content labeled. You'll know what's on them. I don't know. Justin, you got anything else you want to say tonight before we get out of here?
No, nothing I can think of. Just wanted to thank Nick again for coming on. Thanks to James and Jibs for calling in. Thanks to Simone for the forum. Thanks to all the listeners for tuning in. And I don't know, I'll see you guys on Facebook or at the new forum on Real News Online. Besides that, have a good week. And pretty much all I have to say, and just, you know, keep asking questions. It's always, you know, it's never a bad thing, and, you know, keep using your discernment and develop it, and you know, let's beat these scumbags that have the media as their biggest weapon. So let's keep chopping away at the media tree here.
Oh, they definitely are. They definitely are our biggest. They're not our weapon. They're our biggest enemy.
Well, that's their biggest weapon. Exactly.
Oh, okay, their biggest weapon. Yeah, okay, I understand what you're saying now. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's our enemy, guys. They change the government every few years. Remember the puppets? They change them every few years.
Or the face of it.
Or the face of it. The media doesn't change. Once you know the media is there to lie to you, you don't believe any of their crap, any of it. And I hope we got some new listeners tonight. I know some of this is shocking to some of you guys. We don't always talk 9/11. It's probably about 30% about what we talk about, maybe 50%.
I wouldn't say 50.
No, it's probably about 30%. You're right. Yeah. I wouldn't say 50.
We do have some good shows coming up, too. Also, nothing in specific, but...
You might cut out a little. What'd you say?
Future show.
Yeah, your mic's in and out, Justin. We lost the whole last 60 seconds of that.
All right, well, I guess that's...
Yeah, it looks like Justin's mic's going out, guys. Well, James, are you still here?
Yeah.
You got anything you want to add before I close out the show?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, I mean, even the best show in the world, with heavy technical issues, if the caller's got a mic problem, it actually, tonight would have been pretty much a perfect show without that issue. I mean, it's nothing that you guys did.
Yeah, thank you. It wasn't. There was nothing I could do. I mean, there was nothing I could do at all. So I hope that didn't discourage some of the new listeners. I know one of them was looked like he was pretty upset, but that wasn't me. That was our guest, and there was nothing he could do. He had no more minutes on his phone. He had a bad microphone that kept cutting out, and it wasn't our end, guys, because it would have been every one of you. It was just the one person, you know. We had it isolated. It was either have Nick on and hear the story and deal with that problem, or not hear the story at all. So, you know, what are you going to do?
And I think as well, people need to remember that you guys are the only station I can think of that do 4 or 5 hour shows. You know, a lot of these guys, you know, your Jim Fitz and stuff, they only do like hour shows. And if they have technical problems, they can probably just redo them because they don't have a job. You know, this is all they do, these puppets. And as well as that, you know, I don't know if many of them actually go on live like you do. I mean, but even if they say they do, the shows probably are pre-recorded, a lot of these guys. So, you know, these issues are probably part and parcel of trying to do this this way.
Yeah, and people, you other people got to understand, too, that most of the shows you hear are on, like, talk show and blog show, blog talk and all that. You got to pay for those services, you know. This is just something I built by myself to try to save money because I have to pay for this. I got to pay for these websites and things, you know. It's not going to come out perfect. But as far as the constant static that you guys heard, that was just our one guest mics. That doesn't happen every week. I'm not saying we never have technical issues. We definitely have some. I make mistakes all the time. But you don't constantly hear the hissing. So don't think if you're going to come listen to another show, you're going to just hear hissing every few minutes. It's not like that at all. But
As I said, that would have happened on Blog Talk anyway.
Yeah, it would have happened on any show. Anywhere. It would have happened anywhere. Did you get to hear a lot of the show at work?
Oh, yeah, I listened to the whole thing.
Oh, all right, cool. All right, well, we're gonna close it out. My kid's starving. I got to get him something to eat. And I think we pretty much covered it all tonight. And anybody
I could do one of those hamburgers. I could do with one of those hamburgers. Hey, you know, maybe they didn't need a smoke machine. Maybe all that smoke was from all the barbecues, you know, down there.
Yeah.
Imagine that. You go down to see a tragedy, and all you see is like a barbecue, like a beach party.
I don't even mean to laugh, but we've come so far that we know that the thing's a hoax. I mean, we can laugh at it now. I mean, we really can. I mean,
we deserve a laugh.
It does deserve a laugh. The guy goes down there to help out. He ends up flipping hamburgers. It definitely deserves a laugh. We're going to get out of here. I want to thank my co-host, Justin. I want to thank James, who always helps out. He co-hosts sometimes. He's a moderator of our new forum. I definitely want to thank Nick. Hopefully he can come back soon. I know he told most of his story. There probably wasn't much more to tell. But I'm sure after listening to it, like James said, there's going to be a lot of people with a lot of questions. I think this show right here is going to kind of set the 9/11 movement a little bit up in a blaze in the next few weeks when they hear this. Because a lot of people are going to be pissed off that this got out, I think. And I'll do my best job to to edit out the hisses and stuff and like when the phone's cut out, just so it's a little cleaner for everybody else that listens. But with that being said, guys, we're gonna get out of here. Thank you for listening to Dose of Reality Radio. You've been listening with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook and our guest Nick from New York. And that's all we got for you tonight.
Boss should have told y'all I was coming, nigga. Piss. L-A-V. Y-F-S. Yes. Let's go. Now tell me, am I the only nigga that's sick of J? sick of this frickin' lame. Ain't it a bucket you finna kick any minute of day? Nigga, just claim what you is. I'm hearing that you a mason, so explain the pyramids that you sit on the stage. Is it the same as what you lift when you bang the rock? Nigga, you rap. How is it that you can page Barack? Or is it that it's something that's way deeper than we can see? This and Jesus, seeing how naive people can be. Ain't it strange he repeatedly saying he got, then he got to calling him over the name of God, Jehovah. I studied you, nigga, cause I was a fan, but I'm a fan of the Lord first, so I will be damned if I'ma let you get over. Twist the fan souls up, have them chant Hover for Satan soldier. Hover, Hover is what you got them yelling, but they looking to the stage instead of looking up to heaven. I know about you and the Lord, the Lima. Know about Crowley and the cult you believe in. Homie, I'm a Christian to the core. If you listen, he dissing like every Christian but the yours. So nigga, we finna war. He on top of the column and I'm at the bottom of the bottom. He richer than me in dollars. I'm rich in spirit, I got him. I'm David E. Goliath. The Lord is my power, so I don't need not a dollar to snipe him out of the tower. Is it just in my mind, or is it just that you're blind to the rock of weird designs, new symbolism and signs? And if you listen, you see how much he be dissing God. He ain't Satan, he just enslaving his assembly line. Conspiracy, nah, go ahead and look it up. I ain't never been a chef for me to ever cook it up. I just hope people don't brush this off, disregard and cut this off. Now if you hit me to say, nigga, you got some explaining to do. My nigga, you got some explaining to do. And I'm listening, cause all the evidence is saying is true. So homie, you got some explaining to do. And I'm listening, I hope you're ready. My Lord is coming for you. And if you have some explaining to do, homie, you gon' have some explaining to do. And we listening. I Jay, I saw your new video. On to the next one. Far from the best one. All black hoodie, white boy, black lipstick. Voodoo paint with skulls and blood dripping. They ain't even hip hop, nigga, that's gothic. All black everything, guess he wasn't kidding. And what's with all the black crows? Oh, your girl's a black bird. Satanic symbols flashing when you lack words. Two flashes of the Baphomet. One flash of Christ on the cross with bullets on side marking him. I'm lost again. What it gotta do with the song? And if it doesn't, which it doesn't, then tell me what all you marketing. All black album. How come 99 problems? A song number 9. So the outcome upside down is 3 6's. Followed by a song called Lucifer. How did we miss it? What about the missus? Used to be a Christian. Now she rocks Baphomet heads in the pictures. Nah, that's Sasha. That's someone different. But what about Rihanna? I heard she with the business. I bet y'all all do songs with Lady Gaga. But as soon as I get in the game, it's baby Papa. I never call Jay-Z Hova like he my guy. It's only one of those, the father I call Abba. So watch close if you cherish the Bible. Bury your rifles, carry your Bible, cause the war's on. Seek the truth, it's there in your Bible. Quit serving these American idols. If you with me to say, you got some explaining to do. My nigga, you got some explaining to do. And I'm listening, cause all the evidence is saying is true. So homie, you got some explaining to do. And I'm listening, I hope you're ready. My Lord is coming for you. And if you have some explaining to do, homie, you gon' have some explaining to do. And we listening.
Kid, more in depth if you boys really real enough. I'll explain later, I'll explain later. It's the return of the God, Mason. It's the return of the God, Mason. Bastards, hope you've been reading your psalms and chapters, paying your tithes, being good Catholics. I'm coming. Devil's pie, say some dessert for us.